This is Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and I am your proud host, Frankie D. And my guest today has been a huge part of the Italian community in Chicago. She has performed at countless weddings, anniversaries, parties, concerts, and Italian festivals. In fact, she really is known by her first name only. I was out last night with a couple friends, and I mentioned that I was going to be doing a show, and they said, with who? And I said, Stella, and they laughed and said, she's singing our wedding. So I introduce Stella Raimondi to Keeping It Real with Frankie D. Stella, thank you for being here.
Hello, Frankie. It's a pleasure.
I have to ask you immediately, how does that feel to be a part of so many families' major events? I mean, really big events in these families' lives, and you've been a part of that. How does that feel?
Well, for the, so many years, 42 years in the business, doing all the weddings.
And may I interrupt and say that Stella doesn't look like she's older than 38, so I don't know how she's been singing for 42 years,
Thank
but I'll
you.
Take your word for
Thank
it.
Thank you. You know, it probably is the music that keeps me young, really. Music and a little bit of good red wine, you know, good
always,
red wine.
Always, always.
But, yes, it is always such a pleasure to run into the couples that I've sing at their weddings. I'll be at an event, and they'll come up to me, hey, Stella, you sang at my wedding. How many years ago? 38 years ago. And even more so now, I sing at their children's weddings.
Wow.
So that to me, it just makes me feel so good. And to be able to celebrate and be part of that special, special day. My daughter just got married a few weeks
Congratulations.
Ago. And we know, thank you, we know now how special that day is and all it takes to prepare it and to make it special.
Absolutely.
And when I used to start singing at the weddings, they used to actually hire us 2 years in advance.
Two years
in advance.
Because you
were so booked.
Wow.
We were so booked that it took us them, you know, 2 years to really make sure that they got the band Leonde, because that was the band. We were a 6-piece band in 76. And, you know, I got in the band, you know, my husband was in the band prior. I met my husband in the band.
Through the band.
Through the band, yes. He was in the band in 73. Leonde was created in 73 with Vito Iacoviello, Angelo Castellucci, and Nick Raimondi, my brother-in-law, my deceased brother-in-law, who's actually invited me in the band. My brother-in-law.
You knew him from the neighborhood or school or something?
Yeah, well, they knew I sang because I started singing in the church.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I started singing in the church.
What church was it that you started?
That was Our Lady of the Angels.
Our Lady of the Angels?
Yes.
Where
there was a fire.
A horrible tragedy happened.
Yeah, the fire was prior.
Was it 58?
Yeah, it was 58, but I started going to that school in 67.
Did you? That was on, what streets was it?
That was on Hamlin in Iowa.
Okay.
Hamlin in Iowa. And it was a very large, large, you might say, Italian ghetto at the time. A big Italian community. Everybody from the 70s started coming into that neighborhood. And my mom was a churchgoer. She would pull me out of bed and say, you get your feet down on Sunday morning. And come on, come on, come on, alla chiesa, alla messa.
Did she sing or your father sing?
You know
or?
What? I have to say, both my parents loved to sing. And they both sang on key. They were not, you know, of course they weren't professional vocalists, but we would always have music around. You know, we always had music.
Did she, so your mother kind of pushed you to sing at church or just?
No, I just loved to sing. Even at a very young age, at 5 years old, I would always sing. Like I would be the loudest singer in the kindergarten or things like that. You know, I loved to hear my own voice, I guess. But, and then, they'd always put me in the forefront in the classes and in the kindergarten or first grade. And then when I went to the Italian Mass at 11 years old, I was singing. And they had a little choir. And the head of the director, may I say, said, you know, to my mother, she said, she was an opera singer. She was, Io non venderei la voce di tua figlia nemmeno per un milione di dollari. I would not sell your daughter's voice, not even for $1 million. That would not be enough.
And just think about that. Back then, that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
Right now, it's not so much.
Not so much money, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so they had an Italian Mass back then.
Oh, yeah.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. It was a big Italian community. And I sang for the Mass every Sunday.
That's fantastic.
I was part of the choir. I would take the solo. And it taught me a little bit on harmonies and, you know, it was a nice little group to sing with. And then that's it. About 16 years old, then I was in an event. I was at a party. They used to have basement parties with the, all the Italian music. And I mean, they get.
Now, when you say basement, do you mean someone's home basement?
Tu basamento. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. The basement of the friends we had. They had birthday parties. I mean, they would gather, you know. And what happened was that my brother-in-law was there, Nick Raimondi, and he says, hey, you know what? I know you sing. We'd like to put in a female vocalist in the band. And I got in the band. Then I came in. I told my mother. My mother was all for it. My aunts and uncles were not. They were like,
why?
Because, you know, at the time, you know, 1976, bringing one girl amongst five guys in the band was a no-no. You're going to send your daughter.
So just the fact that you were a girl going with these five guys to perform.
Five guys, okay. And, you know, written before performing. My mother always, you know, she was always.
How was your father? Supportive.
My father in the beginning was kind of iffy. He was not too happy. But then I must say, he says, yes. He says, you know what? He goes, he was happy. When he heard me out there, when he heard me singing, he was very, very
happy. And may I add, I believe that your new grandson is probably going to be a singer just from just from that noise we hear. Okay, that wasn't crying. That was song.
Yeah, he was.
In defense of your father, I would probably take the same stance as a father. If my 16-year-old daughter wanted to go sing with four or five men.
Yes.
Men, I don't know. They were a couple years older than
you. Yeah, they were a couple years older than you. Okay. They were pretty much all the same age.
Okay. I mean, I probably would have been a little little leery of it in the beginning. Yeah. I could see his point.
But I'm thankful my mother gave me that encouragement and support, and we always trusted me and said, you know what, you do what you gotta do. You know, I get emotional
exactly
talking about my mother.
Yes, no, that's
you
fine.
You know what I mean? But she always said, you know what, this is a job, and anywhere you go, you're gonna find men, and you're gonna have to take, you know, you have to stand your ground. And that was really what gave me a lot of support. But then, you know, soon after I got in the band, like 3 weeks later, not even 3 months later, I met my husband was in the band, and then we started dating. So now I had that little like kind of bodyguard kind of.
Wow! So you got so you really gained a lot from this experience.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
That's great. So tell us, where is your family from in Italy?
Well, my parents are from Trigiano Bari. Trigiano.
Okay.
Both of them are from Trigiano. They emigrated here in the late 50s, 58 actually.
And I would assume you have been to Italy and been to Trigiano.
I went to Trigiano. My first time in Trigiano was in 72 when I went to Italy.
Oh, you were young. Okay.
Yeah, I was born here. Both my brothers, however, I had two older brothers. They came from Italy, and they speak no Italian at all.
Now?
None at all. They speak no Italian.
Really?
They speak Barisian. They speak Barese and English. That's it.
How do you translate that? Barisian?
Barisian.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, Barisian.
That's Barese and English together.
That's Barese and English
together. Wow. Okay. I learned something
like,
new.
There's like three Chinese, English, all mixed
a little bit
up,
about,
all
yeah.
together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all together.
I take it they were young when they came here?
They were young. My eldest brother was 5 years old, and my youngest brother was 2.5.
And having known you for 30 years, I would have assumed you came from Italy.
Yeah.
Young, but came from Italy because you just seem that way.
Because of music, and also because I hung around with a lot of Italian people.
You were in
my
the thick
best
of
friend,
it.
Domenica, was, you know, Cinque Palmi at the time, when I met her, and her parents always spoke Italian in the home. Always, sempre in Italiano. My parents did not speak Italian in the home.
They didn't.
They spoke Barese. They spoke.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, they spoke the dialect.
Okay.
So I did not learn the Italian from my parents. From
you
my
learned
house.
It more from?
More from the music, more from the community. So
really?
That, you know, and I was, and from the mass, from church. Because I was always, during those 5 years I was singing at church, the priests always spoke Italian, and I kind of, you know, I kind of learned the language that way. So, you know, I was.
That's great.
Yeah, that was just something that grew on me, and I grew into.
Well, tell us about, because I find it, you know, fascinating. Apparently, in the early 70s, mid 70s, there was a huge immigration from Italy to not only the United States, but to Chicago specifically, and the area you lived in and other areas on the north side were just filled with Italian people.
Especially that area where we did live in the 70s. All these immigrants came, mainly Barese people. They all came from Italy. And there was about 4 to 6 Italian bands formed, all from these, you know, these
that
guys
were working bands making money.
Yeah, they were working bands, and at the time, of course, there were no DJs. So here
there weren't.
No DJs at the time.
Oh.
No, you know, DJs performing. You know,
right.
I'm talking about for the events. So, and the Italian people, they had a party for the communion. They had a party for the baptismal. They had a party for the 25th wedding anniversary. And no matter how small, and there was no party small or no party large that would limit themselves to have live entertainment, and they would hire the bands.
So the bands were performing.
We were playing like every weekend. I mean, I still have my calendar.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't charge much, but I mean, literally. I mean, it was
fun.
I have my calendar from 1980. We played for all these communions and small. We went to Brunetti's. We used to play Brunetti's. The guys, there was no elevator there. They would bring up all their equipment, carry their equipment up there. And we played for all these small events. I mean, they were like for 100 people, 50 to 100 people. They had the live band.
Tell me about also, because I've heard from my own sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, because they're kind of in the same era as you. There were like Italian dances in those areas. Tell me about those, where they were at, how they got organized, who attended.
Sometimes we hosted the dances, the bands themselves hosted them.
Where would you do it at?
Well, Mr. Giuseppe Hall was a very popular place.
Mr. Giuseppe Hall. And where was that at?
Where was it?
Because I never heard of that. I look 20 years older than you, but I'm a little younger than you, so this was kind of, I was too small at that point.
You know what? I did not drive until I was 28 years old.
You did?
No. So I'm embarrassed to say
that. Wow.
But so I know that, I think it was on North Avenue. And
was it near like Amato's or like in that area? Oh, so more east by Cicero. Okay, so it was a banquet hall?
It was a banquet, it was a banquet hall.
Okay.
They'd offer drinks and things like that. The band would charge a cover fee. They came in and that was...
So you would promote Italian dance?
Yeah.
And it was kind of strictly like Italian people?
Pretty much.
And I mean, when I say Italian people, it's not like... They had an Italian name, and they're like eighth generation. This was like basically everybody
Italian.
Who just came here from Italy.
Yeah, hardcore Italian.
Wow. See, I wish I would have lived in that area.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
Beautiful. And also because of that, I learned the language more so because we were very, very up to date with the Italian music. We had all this new music coming in. Maybe we'd hear it on the radio. Anything that was new at Sanremo, they would come out. The bands would learn it. We'd get in the basements. We'd learn that piece. And we bring it out to the Italian dance, and everybody knew that they were going to dance to that new song.
What was happening right now in Italy? Because most of them, like you said, they probably just came here a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it was still in their blood, and it probably made them feel very good.
No, exactly.
How often did you practice?
We practiced twice a week.
So twice a week, perform on weekends.
Oh, we would perform on the weekends, and we were very up to date with all the new music, all the Italian music, I collage. All the music that was very popular, which is still embedded in us, of course.
Sure. So would the majority of the songs be in Italian? Like, were there?
No.
Not necessarily.
Now we're talking about when I started singing in the 70s, I was doing Donna Summer.
You were?
A lot of Donna Summer. All the 70s, like Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that kind of stuff as well.
We would do all that, which is still, now.
Well, sure.
Popular today, and it's still, crowd pleasers today. And that's why, we would do both. We would do the American, and we were always up to date with anything was on, on board with the American, Taste of Honey, all that stuff. And then even into the 80s, Madonna, then going Gloria Estefan, and then all the new stuff. Casey Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So those dances, what kind of crowds? Like how many would you get at those type of
we,
things?
We would pull in at least an average of over 250 people.
250 people?
At least. We would pack them up. And sometimes we'd get 1,000. Once we did a band event, we were three bands. We packed in 1,000 people.
Did you ever perform at or do these dances at Ferrara Manor?
Ferrara Manor as well.
Because I kind of figured
Ferrara Manor, we did big events at Ferrara Manor. Redwood Chateau was another venue.
Was that in the city?
Yeah. We did sometimes Golden Tiara. We had some things there. Then we started doing, in the early 80s, we opened up Altavilla. 1984, Leonde did the first New Year's Eve party. We hosted it and packed 1,200 people with the Riflessi del Sole.
When the banquet hall opened?
When we opened
in
it.
In 1984. Wow.
And in 1982, we opened up the hall Al's on Cermak Road.
In Cicero?
In Cicero.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, we opened that up too. We were just going to do a small New Year's Eve event, And what happened was we packed it up with over 350 people, and it became such a successful evening. It was great. It was great. And actually, now we're hosting our own New Year's Eve party this year. I'm hosting one.
Where at?
And it's going to be at the Empress. But it's just going to be Enzo Scarano and I. And plus, we have a DJ, DJ Mondi, which he does a lot of international music as well. So, you know, we hope
so now, tell me, okay, so now you're not singing with...
We're not the band. I'm still with my
particular
band.
Particular band, like you have
I'm still with my band, but not for New Year's Eve. For New Year's Eve, we're just going to have the duet, which I also have a duet, and I still do the band. The band's name is Les Nuove Onde.
Les Nuove Onde.
Les Nuove Onde.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we just got a few new members, you know, and now we're newer. That's it.
42 so years
I
later.
I have to sell Nuove Onde.
Sure, sure. I mean, 42 years later, it would be kind of shocking if, like, these
exactly,
people were
exactly.
still doing it.
Yeah.
When did the Italian dances kind of start to
phasing
die
up?
Down?
I mean, I guess, I mean, don't know. I mean, probably we still did dances probably up to the 90s, and then the DJs came in. People were going to maybe more lounges and discos. And
also, I got to think, too, your big crowd, that 250 people, by that time, well, they're probably married with kids.
Married with kids.
So exactly. Now they're not going to dances anymore.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, there was no new wave of Italian immigrants coming. So when they stopped and they had their families, that was
exactly.
pretty much the end of Italian dances,
exactly.
which is kind of sad.
Exactly.
Do you find it different now? Okay, so you said you guys were booked and there were all these weddings and... You know, unfortunately now, not everybody's even marrying Italian. So now, if I'm Italian, I'm not marrying Italian. I don't know if I'm going to get an Italian band per se.
Exactly.
So does that change kind of the makeup?
It does change. I think the kids, they want the original artist as far as the music. But
you mean like
play,
like
play,
DJs?
DJ
play. Okay.
However, I still see that there is a growing appreciation for the live art. For the live music.
Well, there's nothing like live music.
There's
no doubt.
But even amongst the younger people. So I do see that there is, I think it's the budgets too. They can't afford them.
I'm sure that comes into play.
That comes into play. They can't afford to feed, you know, five people or, you know,
right.
You know, to hire the five members in the band. And, but, you know, we're still up there.
Well, I know you do Italian festivals, religious festivals. Tell me some of those that you do.
Yeah, we're still doing. We do St. Rocco Feast every year. We do the dinner dances, a lot of the religious dinner dances and things like that. Because they, you know, with the dinner dances, it is a little bit of a more middle-aged crowd. So they want to hear the live music and they want to hear their era. And that's what we you know, that's what we really specialize in, that like 70s Italian era. And of course the standards, the classics, Al Di Là and whatever, you know, you have my CD.
Al Di Là, sure.
Yeah, we have my CD and, you know, basically all that era and, you know, the waltz and the tangos, you know. And, you know, people want that. People want
they do.
That, you know, they want to live that culture. And that's where I see the young people.
And they want to hold on.
They want to hold
people
on
People
want
to hold on to
their culture,
past.
To their roots.
It makes them feel good.
Yes.
Tell me about, like, performing outside. Did you ever have any kind of, oh, I don't know, like a great wind that just threw you off the stage? Or, like, I don't know. Like, it's always different being outside.
I had somebody pull my leg off the stage.
Pull your leg?
Yeah.
Was this an obsessed fan?
I don't know, but it was a guy walking across under the stage and literally grabbed onto my leg. He was drinking a beer. My husband had his bass in his hand. It just like, leave her leg alone. Get off the leg. And he literally went over and hit him over the head. This isn't a real story. My husband actually hit the guy on the head with the bass. It was crazy.
Well, that's what I mean. When you're outside, you never know.
Yeah,
like that.
Around.
There's no security around. You're very easily accessible.
It was crazy.
Do you like to perform outside at those type of things?
We love it. I love outdoors. It's a great sunny day. I love it.
I saw you at the St. Rocco Feast, which was at St. William's Church.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you know, I was baptized at St. William's.
Oh.
And you're sitting there on the street. And you just, you know, you're hearing Italian music and you got all the Italian decorations. And it's a great feeling. And you're thinking about the past. You're thinking about your family and like they used to walk on these streets. And it is very nice.
It is. That's what it is. It's in your blood. And that's what I'm so happy and proud of, that I was able to be so much part of all these celebrations.
That is awesome.
And contribute to that culture.
And let's hope that somebody's there in the future. Because just as... The St. Rocco Fest that's been going on for, I'm going to guess, like, I think they said 112 years, maybe something more or less. you know, 20 years from now, are there going to be people to run the St. Rocco Fest? Are there going to be people to sing like Stella at the St. Rocco Fest?
How sweet.
You know.
Oh, that's a great, you know, we just got to try to keep it alive.
That's.
You know, we try to keep it alive. I mean, I have a grandson now. I'm trying to teach him Italian.
It's
you know?
Important.
Is it? And it's up to us. We're responsible for doing that.
Yes.
If we don't insist on doing that, there's no one else is going
to
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, you're preaching to the choir here.
I'm not only with music. I mean, today, I made some fresh bread for you and some fresh focaccia. And, you know, my mother insisted. She is.
In case you can't see, I have a big smile on my face.
Oh, yeah. She insisted when I was 11 years old to say, hey, you have to put your hands in the dough. You have to put your hands in this. And, you know, if it wasn't for her insisting on it, I wouldn't be doing this today. So this is what I'm saying. It's up to us parents to insist on the culture.
Absolutely. And that's, I always say, if we don't do it when we're fighting for the Balbo Monument, if we don't defend the Balbo Monument or Balbo Drive, who's going to defend it?
Exactly.
Other groups? Absolutely not. That's why even my shows, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, like, they kind of look at me like, you know, why do you do this? Well, hey, I love it. But I love to bring the stories that might get lost documented.
Exactly.
Stories like yourself, stories about people in history that our young people need to know about. And guess what? They're not going to learn it at school. No one at school is teaching them about A.P. Giannini. We need to do that as people. So that's my little lecture for the day. But
thank you.
Thank you. Tell me quickly, what's your favorite Italian groups, Italian songs from your life?
Well, I mean, Mina was the voice that I loved to hear. Mina, la cantante. Oh, my favorite group, I have to say, is Ipu. I mean, we just love their music.
I believe they came to Chicago, didn't they?
Actually, 1990, we opened for them, and they won some.
You opened for them here in Chicago?
Yeah, we opened for them at the Copernicus Center. They won after so many years. They won Sanremo with Uomini Soli.
Yes, I know
year.
The song, and I think I was at that concert at the Copernicus.
We opened for them, and that was that group. I mean, there's so many beautiful artists that we love and have inspired us. But that was one. And then here in the States, you know, growing up, I loved Carole King, and I loved
you loved Carole King.
I loved Carole King.
Do you know I?
And
not joking.
Yeah.
I love Carole King.
Yeah.
I think she had a voice and the lyrics, because she wrote the songs, she was so real and so like on the pulse of life. Yeah. I honestly.
Yeah, like one of my favorite songs is You've Got a Friend.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of
I'm still looking for one, but sure, it's a great song. Yeah, you know, it's not easy being here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, those are my inspiration. And of course, you know, Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter was
too. I mean, those are the voices.
Incredible talent, genius, and unfortunately had a.
Yes.
You know.
So that's it. And, you know, growing up in an Italian community, and those are the artists that really inspired me and probably gave me a little of my style and a little bit of the English, you know, the American stuff. So, and that the combination of those two, and that's who I am, Stella Raimondi, today.
Well, I commend you. Mm-hmm. I thank you. We wouldn't be the same community without people like you. I wish there were more.
Awesome.
And we're going to need people like you in the future, so we got to start cultivating them.
Yeah, we do.
If you have any seeds maybe lying around, we could start on that.
We tried to do that after. We did have a show in 1988. My band, Leon, they put in a talent show together featuring only Italian
younger people,
children.
Oh, really? How did that go over?
Went beautiful. We actually discovered Francesca Cipriani with that.
Who was an excellent singer.
She's a beautiful singer now, and she was 11 years old, and she won at our show that we organized.
I love that idea.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe we should do something like that.
Bambini d'oro.
Bambini d'oro.
Il talento.
A casa mia non si trova, però. Però è un'altra cosa.
But anyway, just to say, we discovered some talent.
I like that.
And we brought him out. So
maybe we should do something like that.
Actually.
And one last thing before I let you go. I know that there was some type of an organized dance with all these bands from the 70s, correct?
Six months ago, eight months ago, a year ago.
And that went over quite well?
It went beautiful. 1,200 people.
1,200 people.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was great.
See, that tells me that there is a desire for it out there.
Exactly.
Build it and they shall come. So we need to build more.
Yeah, we're thankful that Capriati is also great and with our community as well. And he's really the backbone of organizing things like that. And it's great.
That's great. Well, that's excellent. Well, Stella, I can't thank you enough for the interview. I know we've been talking about doing it for a while. I'm glad we got to sit down. And I had illusions of singing with you, but I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to ruin your songs or your voice because I don't know how to sing. I can barely talk. So I appreciate everything. Keep singing for 100 more years.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and like I said, we thank you. And to all everyone out there, as I always say, stay strong, stay sharp, stay Italian. Thank you.
Sei tu al di là del sogno più ambizioso, ci sei.